to our questions. Please allow me to raise the follow-up question concerning the anti-discrimination law, which I raised in the first day. In the reply to my question concerning the lack of comprehensive anti-discrimination law, the delegation explained that the principle of equality in existing law was sufficient to protect minorities such as migrant workers and LGBT persons. However, I was wondering whether those existing laws guarantee the principle of equality in the context of private and civil activities, such as the employment, renting houses, receiving services in private companies and institutions. Please provide information on the applicability of existing laws in terms of non-discrimination and equality in the private sphere in Macau SAR. My second question addresses the measures the Macau government is taking at present in response to COVID-19 pandemic, which my colleague, Ms. Abdulrasul, touched upon. The committee is aware that the government has placed the Macau SAR under lockdown following the surge in COVID-19 infections. The government has ordered or requested the residents to stay indoors for 1 week, starting Monday of this week, except to buy food or other necessities. It also warned that violators would be criminally punished. The delegation explained that those restrictions are in line with covenant because they relate to the protection of public health, which is one of permissible grounds for restriction under Article 21. However, whether the actual implementation of those restrictive measures is compatible with covenant is to be decided in light of the necessity and the proportionality test. In light of this, I have a concern about whether those very severe restrictions would infringe the rights protected under the covenant. Please provide information on what measures the Macau government is taking to make those restrictive measures compatible with the rights and guaranteed under the Macau Basic Law and the covenant. Particularly, how the government is taking steps to prevent unnecessary or disproportionate restrictions. In addition, please indicate whether the government intends to declare a state of emergency under Article 4 of the covenant if a current situation of pandemic continues in Macau. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Furuya. Ms. Sansin.
Thank you, and I wish to thank also the delegation for the explanations provided.